Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
What a moment it could be at Flemington tomorrow.
He still swings off Hartnell McDonald inside the 300 metres. He's travelling great guns, Hartnell, and he zips away from them. Storm the Stars, Magic Hurricane can't do any better, nor last year's winner Preferment. You thought he was impressive in the Chelmsford. It's all on again today. Here's a massive win to Hartnell.
Yeah, gee, that was ultra impressive, Hartnell. It was probably when the horse was right at its peak. Tomorrow runs for the final time for Godolphin. He came here from the UK. He's raced through some magnificent races and puts himself there all the time. Good morning to James Cummings.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. I was looking back at Hartnell's race record, and obviously you've come in along the way here at the end of Hartnell's career, but gee, he's been an outstanding horse.
He certainly has been an outstanding horse, and it's been a great journey for that horse. A wonderful horse for the staff here to have been lucky enough to be here at the time that he's come along, and to see him off in a good semblance of form in the McKinnon Stakes at Flemington just seems quite nice and rather fitting for him.
Well, looking at his career, okay, some punters might be going, gee, he hasn't won too many late, but he always attempts to try in every race that he puts himself in.
And his form's been pretty solid all preparation without winning. Importantly, we have had discussions last preparation and this preparation about retirement. And about 6 weeks ago, the boys just wanted to keep it under our hats that we were going to retire him in this race. And his build up to it has therefore come with that sort of a focus. It hasn't been a last-minute decision, and it'll be a good, fitting way to send him off. I've tried to prepare him as best I possibly can with the run in the Caulfield Cup to have him ready for the McKinnon. Of course, the winner of this race last year dropped back from the Moonee Valley Cup, and that sort of strength that he's going to carry into the race is important. He'll carry the number one saddle cloth. He'll lead the field out as he should. And he's going to hopefully go out with a big performance yet to come.
Yeah, let's hope so. You would have been a young lad along the road here, but I mean, you look at Hartnell back in 2015 and 2016, and he was running in big Group Ones. Once he came from overseas, they instantly put him in big high profile races, and he won a Sky High, he won a BMW. On good ground. A little while later, he ran on heavy ground in a Chelmsford and won it by 8 lengths. I mean, he from the moment he set foot in Australia, he was in the highest quality races.
He certainly was. My recollection was that contributor was just about unbeatable at Warwick Farm that day in the Chipping Norton.
Yep.
This is going back, yeah, as you say, back to early 15.
Mm.
And Hartnell gave that horse a scare. James Doyle flew in,
correctly. No, you're right. Yep.
And he jumped on the horse and he flew along the inside, and he gave contributor who sort of was ridden confidently. He gave him a little bit of a scare in the shadows of the post and flown up in the ratings a bit there. But he claimed the BMW that preparation. It was a great contest between he and the Japanese horse on that occasion. He was beaten off in the Sydney Cup, but you know, a couple of preps later, when you fast forward to like the spring of 16,
yeah,
a lot of horses in their career, you can look back to the purple patches they might have had, and that has to be Hart's purple patch. I mean, that was just amazing. I stood in the stands watching him win the Hill Stakes, and I thought to myself, gee, I'd love to see Godolphin run this horse in the Melbourne Cup this year. This could be. I remember thinking this could be his year, you know. And he duly got down to Melbourne, cantered in to win the Turnbull. He tried to make a bit of a match race between he and Winks in the Cox Plate, but he just, you know, time would tell that he's not in her class. But he's got a wonderful record. He ran third in the Melbourne Cup that spring, and his performances everywhere from 7 furlongs to 2 miles. He's 15 race wins, his 10 stakes wins, you know, 22 other minor placings are quite amazing. And look, the horse is not, you know, the horse is not the biggest or the smallest in the stable. He's not the most brilliant track worker, but he's got an amazing amount of presence about him, and he's been a pleasure for us to have along to be steering the most of the Cardinals for us. And if Hartnell's ever won for us on any given weekend, it's normally been a great weekend for Godolphin because he's typically running in the hardest races. And I think that we've often looked up to him and looked to him for a show of form in the stable. And hopefully, I keep saying it, but I'd love to see the horse go out with a really big run because he's really built up beautifully for the McKinnon this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. And just one quick one on Hartnell. I know that Reg Fleming's been a part of the team there. He worked with Bart, obviously, for such a very long time. But I saw a piece yesterday that Godolphin have decided that Reg Fleming can look after Hartnell for the rest of his life.
Yes, Reg will be his custodian, and he knows every hair on that horse's body. He often jokes me when I send the horse down to Melbourne and bring Reg at 4 in the morning. His heart hasn't got there yet. He'd say, "Well, he's about to get here, mate." But I know that when he gets off his float, he doesn't need a head collar and a lead. He walks himself straight to his own box. He knows where to go. he's the equine statesman, Hartnell, and he will be sorely missed by us all. But I know that with Reg looking after him, and he'll probably position him with Fiona McIntyre, and he'll be a show horse, and he'll be loving that. He stood and posed for the cameras there a few days ago, and he just has an amazing way with all the facets of what it takes to be a racehorse, whether it's the training in the morning and holding himself together and proving his resilience, whether it's the actual racing and performing at that level of weight for age, or whether it's the obligation to provide accessibility and, you know, take the photo opportunity in the stable or trackside, and he's always up for it. So, yeah. You know, I think he'd be great in your new life, and it's really, really, you know, heartwarming to see that Reg gets the opportunity to look after him.
Well, it'll be a special moment, and let's hope he can go out with a super run, Hartnell, tomorrow in the McKinnon. Just two quick updates on horses. How's Elise for the Sprint Classic down there with the prospect of some rain today and tomorrow?
Look, the prospect of the rain is not so good, but you should have seen the radar for Flemington yesterday. It was amazing. You know, you'd think we were under a deluge. And to be honest, we barely got any rain at all throughout the race meeting. It raced like a good four. The track times were quick. The jockeys thought the track was fast. That's the sort of result we want for her. She liked that. She liked the ground being nice and quick. And she comes into a small field with a chance to match it with those horses with her turn of foot.
And what about in Sydney, this golden gift now with the lucrative $1 million? You've got Gravina there, a horse that didn't get a lot of clear going at the vital time in the victory vein.
No, he didn't. He was held up, and he certainly could have finished much closer. Hugh felt his run was excellent on that occasion, beaten only a length behind Time is Precious. And he went into that off only the one barrier trial. With plenty of improvement to come, so James Doyle's flying up from Melbourne to ride him for us, and it'll be great to see him put himself into the race because he could be a big improver. He's just a light colt, and there's not a lot of him. He's the sort of horse that'll do great. He'll be much better with a break and on return next year if he can put on a bit of condition. But I'll tell you what, he's got a good little finish on him, and he did a good job to only go down a length after being held up on debut.
Yeah, for sure. James, good luck. Many people in Sydney that regulars of racing will wish Hartnell all the very best. We hope that he runs the stable really proud tomorrow. He's been a grand horse for Australian racing, and everyone concerned with him should be very proud.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
James Cummings joining us there from the Melbourne base of Godolphin. I mentioned there that the decision has been made by Godolphin that Hartnell is going to be handed over to Reg Fleming. Now, Reg worked for many years with James, with Bart Cummings out of the Melbourne base and originally from Brisbane. There'll be many people in racing that know Reg. He doesn't say a lot, but Godolphin made this announcement. Jason Walsh is the racing and bloodstock manager for Godolphin. And they put out a media clip basically saying that the horse is being retired, and this then was what Jason said to Reg Fleming.
But we've also decided that we want you to be his custodian for the remainder of his life.
You're joking. That's unreal, mate.
Thank you for all of your efforts.
Thanks, mate.
And your love for this horse.
Sorry. That's, I don't know what to say. That's a great honour, because I know how much this horse, like, he started his career in Australia for Godolphin the same year I did. But I'm lost for words, mate. You know, I just can't believe it. But it's, yeah, I don't know what to say, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for all of your efforts.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate.
Reg Fleming there, he was very emotional at that moment when he was told that he was taking Hartnell home after its last run, and he'll be a show jumper in the future, and he should be very proud, Reg, and Godolphin, in that news that came through yesterday. And we wish Hartnell all the very best at his 58th and last start tomorrow in the McKinnon Stakes at Flemington.